This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yes, the president made an announcement about what he'd like to see happen with the Bush tax cuts. Today, there was a hearing over in London about the LIBOR scandal from last week, banking interest rates, you might remember. All of which is to say that the economic news of the day wasn't really news so much. We then are going to begin elsewhere. A report from the Pew Charitable Trusts late this afternoon showing economic mobility in this country really isn't mobile at all. More than 40% of people born and raised at the bottom of the income scale, the survey says, are still there as adults. And at the other end, it's about the same. 40% raised at the top stay at the top. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Mitchell Hartman starts us off.
It turns out most Americans are able to earn a bit more than their parents did, but most are not moving into a higher income bracket, say from the poverty level, the bottom one-fifth of earners, into the lower middle class. Erin Currier manages the Pew Economic Mobility Project.
Americans who started in the top and the bottom of the economic ladder tend to remain stuck there themselves as adults.
Now, there is more chance of upward mobility in the broad middle class. Still, more than 50% of people raised here stay at the same income level as their parents or fall back. To demonstrate, here's a tale of two PhDs. Sarah Bellows-Blakely is 25 from Topeka, Kansas. She's a history grad student.
I have had the sense since I graduated from college that I could make the exact same decisions my parents made and still have a lower quality of life.
Bellows-Blakely went to Stanford, graduated with more than $30,000 in debt. Her dad's a doctor. He went to Stanford too.
But he didn't have to take out loans.
Andrea Winkler's got the career that Blakely's hoping for. She teaches history at a state university in Georgia. Her dad was also a doctor.
My parents were of the social set that begins with junior league. I would have been a debutante.
But Winkler's fallen far below that. Her teaching job now, she's on contract, no tenure, and makes $55,000. She doesn't expect to do any better in coming years. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.